This Christmas Eve day will be another busy day for delivery drivers. Amazon is known for speedy and reliable delivery, but it's getting some competition. Walmart and Target are now getting into the shipping business. Sam Harnett from member station KQED reports.
If you own a store, you've probably asked yourself this question.
What makes a retailer un-Amazonable?
Un-Amazonable. That's now a business term. Alexei Agrachev is CEO of Retail Next. For a while, he says retailers thought they had an answer of how to survive in the age of Amazon.
Everybody talked about it requiring a physical store.
Something that for many years, Amazon didn't have.
Which I actually thought was silly because, I mean, look what happened with Whole Foods, right?
Amazon buys Whole Foods and boom, almost overnight, it's got about 500 stores. That goes along with Amazon's bookshops and its pop-up stores. So competitors are heading back online, scrambling to offer delivery. Walmart has spent billions trying to buy its way into the delivery game.
Walmart on Monday announced it would buy online shopping site Jet.com for about $3 billion.
Brian, Walmart out with a $16 billion deal to buy 77% of Flipkart. Why are they doing this?
It's thanks to an acquisition of New York City-based logistics startup Parcel. Walmart and Jet.com will soon start offering same-day delivery in the Big Apple.
And Target bought the delivery company Shipt a year ago and is now also rolling out same-day shipping. Shipt says this isn't about competing with Amazon. Julie Koop is Shipt's communications director. She says the goal is to get more people to order online.
There's a large untapped market share. And so we don't like to look at it as who are our competitors and whose customers are we going after, because there are so many people that are not ordering their groceries online at all right now or not doing any kind of same day fulfillment from their local brick and mortar store.
Hello, every shift.
Perfect. This Shipt delivery worker is dropping off printing paper for Rose Petroff, an office manager in San Francisco. Now, like most Americans, Petroff orders some things online, but she does a majority of the shopping in person. But now, she is using Shipt to get office supplies delivered to her work.
So in the past, have you been the person who went and picked all this stuff up?
Yes, and I'll use different services. You know, we use DoorDash for delivering food, so this is just another great service for me.
When Amazon started almost 25 years ago, e-commerce hardly existed. But investors believed delivery was the future of retail, enough that they were patient as Amazon focused on growth, not profits. And that allowed the company to build a massive infrastructure for delivery and to condition consumers to order online. Amazon's been working to convince everyone that futuristic, super-fast delivery is right around the corner. And that has retailers frantically trying to figure out how they will compete with things like drone delivery.
I know this looks like science fiction. It's not.
That's Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos 5 years ago saying drone delivery was coming by 2018. Business consultant Matt Sargent says everyone's getting a little bit ahead of themselves with the coming of delivery.
It's the flying cars of the 1950s, right? I mean, we're all going to have flying cars and everything is going to be completely different and we're not going to have to deal with roads.
Now, with Amazon, customers are growing to expect same-day delivery. But while online sales are growing, they still only account for less than 10% of all retail.
I do think that there is this kind of almost overblown fascination with this shift from brick and mortar to digital.
Overblown or not, retailers are afraid of being left behind. Over half now offer same-day delivery, a number that's expected to grow to 65% by the end of 2019. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Harnett.